Today on Annenberg Radio News.
What you have is a group of Republican legislators signed a pledge that under no circumstances would they vote for any budget that would raise taxes.
That's bad news for Democrats trying to catch the single Republican vote needed to end the budget crisis. So close, yet so far gone. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, February 17, 2009. I'm Brooke Sydney Gavins. California lawmakers are in a frustrating stalemate over the budget. Thousands of state workers could soon receive pink slips. Governor Schwarzenegger has begun the process of laying off 20,000 state workers in corrections, health, and human services, and any agency that gets money from the general fund. The state will also halt all remaining public works projects, which will keep thousands more construction workers off the job. The State Board of Equalization is entering the fray between Governor Schwarzenegger and State Controller John Chiang. Karen Marcus has the details.
The ongoing battle with furloughs continues as the governor and state controller agree to disagree via lawsuit on who should be subject to furloughs. Governor Schwarzenegger wants state workers to take 2 unpaid days off each month, but Controller John Chiang refused to carry out the order. The governor filed a lawsuit to force Chiang to enforce the furloughs. Equalization employees are covered under the furlough order. Chief Counsel Chris Cazad says the board will intervene as a party in the lawsuit sometime before its next meeting.
If the board fails to take action today, it may lose its opportunity and right to do so. Immediate action to consider the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger versus State Controller John Chiang is required in order to prevent substantial hardship to the board or its employees.
The furloughs would require 15,000 employees from the Board of Equalization and constitutional offices to take 2 unpaid days off a month. 238,000 state workers from the executive branch already are complying with the furloughs. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
Southern Californians, today is the deadline to register if you want to vote in the upcoming March 3rd city election. The Los Angeles Register's office says the running total for registered voters passed 1.6 million on February 9th. This shows a slight increase over last year's numbers. Voter registration forms are widely available at city and county buildings, including libraries, post offices, and at the Department of Motor Vehicles. President Barack Obama signed the economic stimulus package this afternoon in Colorado. Richie Duchon has a story.
I hope this investment will ignite our imagination once more, spurring new discoveries and breakthroughs in science, in medicine, in energy, to make our economy stronger and our nation more secure, and our planet safer for our children. Now, while this package is composed mostly of critical investments, it also includes aid to state and local governments to prevent layoffs of firefighters or police recruits.
The hunt is on for seal poachers. As Janelle Burdett reports, seals are being shot in Santa Monica Bay.
Marine Animal Rescue is offering a $5,000 reward for information about the shootings of several California sea lions. An 8-month-old pup was found shot and paralyzed earlier this month on Dockweiler Beach in Playa del Rey. Peter Wallerstein of Marine Animal Rescue specializes in the rescue and rehabilitation of injured sea animals. He found the wounded pup, but the gunshot had severed its spine and the pup had to be euthanized. This incident is the latest in a string of attacks on marine animals. Wallerstein believes fishermen are to blame because they compete with these animals for fish.
Sport fishermen or commercial fishermen feel that marine mammals and marine animals, including pelicans, are a threat to their livelihoods. So when they see them interacting with their catch or, you know, potential catch, then they'll brutalize these animals.
The alarming increase in these attacks prompted Marine Animal Rescue to offer this reward in the hopes that they can better protect the animals after catching those who are responsible.
A storm that stretched from Mexico to Oregon has been dumping rain and snow around the Southland, leaving thousands without power. The storm also shut down sections of Interstate 5 and 15, but it looks like the storm is heading north. The clouds won't be going away just yet. Expect cloudy skies and a 30% of chance of rain this evening. Temperatures tonight will be in the low 40s. Tomorrow, we'll be seeing partly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. The clouds should clear by the evening, but overnight, temperatures will still be in the low 40s. There will be no sign of rain on Thursday, with highs in the mid-70s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, Marie Cunningham tells us how workers are reacting to the news that the state is sending layoff notices to thousands of workers. A $3 billion deal gone bad. Jessica Connor reports on yet another delay for the Grand Avenue development project.
Anovich thinks it might be time to reconsider the much-delayed Grand Avenue project. That's a $3 billion plan to transform downtown L.A. The board of directors meeting is in session right now, and Tanovich is asking for a progress report on the project. He is hoping it will bring attention to the project's repeated delays by the developer-related company of New York. And Tanovich's planning deputy, Paul Novak, says the concern is whether Related is going to live up to the terms of its original agreement. The
promise was that they were going to start construction about 16 months ago. They are 16 months behind. They've been granted three extensions by the Grand Avenue Authority, and they are now asking for a change to the terms of their latest extension.
The developer Related would not comment on the issue, but Novak says the developer is struggling to raise money for the project.
They still need an additional $500 million, that's half a billion dollars, in outside financing that they have yet to secure. We don't know whether they will secure that or will not, and we don't have a schedule for when they'll have it.
The status report requested by Antanovich would give the board an update in 2 weeks. While the developer is strapped for cash and unable to begin on the project, the supervisor's planning deputy says that it may be time to pull back and reconsider plans for the property. Jessica Connor, Annenberg Radio News.
The California budget is still dangerously out of control, but lawmakers are still stuck in a political stalemate. Jean-Luc Renaud asks why.
California legislators are meeting today to reconsider a plan to fix the state's $42 billion shortfall through program cuts and tax hikes. Three long days of intense negotiations over the holiday weekend failed to garner the lone Republican vote needed to pass the latest budget proposal. The legislature's Republican leaders support the budget. Assemblyman Mike Valines and Senator David Cogdill are joined by GOP Assemblymen Roger Niello and Anthony Adams. But they still need one more Republican senator to lock in the two-thirds majority vote required. That's no easy task, considering most state GOP lawmakers have signed an anti-tax pledge. They don't want to back down, fearing it would hurt their re-election chances. Former GOP consultant Alan Hoffenblum says the unwillingness to compromise on both sides is causing the impasse.
So what you have is basically a dysfunctional legislature because they're comprised of nothing but left-wing Democrats and right-wing Republicans for the most part, and they're incapable to function. There's no center there.
The proposal includes a $14 billion increase of sales, gas, and income taxes, $15 billion in spending reductions, and $11 billion in borrowing. Hal Dash is president of the Los Angeles public affairs firm Sorrell Associates. He says voters are smart enough to know when a compromise is needed.
Politically, many Republicans are just scared to death that if they vote for any tax hike, their districts will revolt against them. But these are such unusual times, I would tend to give the California electorate a little more credit for realizing we all have to pitch in.
If lawmakers don't come to a compromise, it will mark the 16th week of the state budget stalemate. Jean-Luc Renaud, Annenberg Radio News.
Now back to our top story. With 20,000 state workers set to receive layoff notices, it's no longer business as usual at state-funded agencies. Marie Cunningham has more.
Angelenos are no strangers to long lines at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Just ask Joey Willie. He was one of hundreds of people at the Hope Street office near USC by 10 a.m. this morning.
You already need to pack a lunch to go to DMV.
Unfortunately, California's current economic climate is making those long lines even worse. Sacramento already eliminated Saturday hours at the DMV earlier this year. And now, legislators have decided to close DMVs on the first and third Friday of every month in an effort to cut the state's operational costs even further. Lana Clark Braxton is a motor vehicle field representative.
We do not get paid, and we do not work on those days.
Braxton also says that the changing hours at the DMV is tough on customers.
Yeah, they're very concerned. It's been chaos and confusion most of the time because no one knows what days they're open and what days they're closed.
Aside from shortened business hours, Braxton says customers are also burdened by an increase in DMV fees.
The licensing fees have increased from 0.65% to 1.15% due to increased taxes and revenue that needs to be generated for the state.
But it isn't just employees and customers who suffer when Sacramento cuts into DMV hours. Michael August is a hot dog vendor located across the street from the Hope Street DMV in Los Angeles. Every time the DMV closes, he loses business.
When they're not opened, basically I am not open. This is my only location. It's very hard to find another location in LA to get permits for. So the one permit I have is for outside the DMV. And when basically, like I said, they're not open, I'm not open.
The Service Employees International Union, which represents California's DMV workers, confirmed that it is in talks with Sacramento to minimize the number of state employee layoffs. The contract that SEIU is negotiating has yet to be approved by state workers, the California legislature, and the governor. Marie Cunningham, Annenberg Radio News.
With the California budget projected to reach $42 billion in 2010, many people are wondering what caused this enormous deficit. Earlier today, I spoke with Dr. Sherry Bebich, Jeffy, of USC's Policy Planning and Development School about California's budget deficit.
How did we reach it? First of all, you've got to give some credit or some blame to our system of ballot box budgeting, which is the voters putting requirements on spending, on limits to spending, on taxation through the initiative process. Several restrictions on voting for taxes. It requires a two-thirds vote of both houses of the legislature now to increase taxes. We have had the two-thirds vote that is required to pass any budget since the 1930s. California is one of only three states, the other two being Rhode Island and Arkansas. Those are the only other two states that have a two-thirds legislative vote budget requirement. It's almost impossible to gain a two-thirds vote unless two-thirds of the membership of both houses are of the same party. That doesn't happen. That never happens by and large, hardly ever happens in California. Now the Democrats control both houses of the state legislature, but they need three Republican votes in each house of the legislature to pass a budget. Right now, the California budget hangs by one vote, one Republican. And as far as I know, up until this minute, the Democrats have not been able to get that one Republican vote.
So is it fair to say that part of the reason that California's budget is as bad as it is that Californians played a part in it?
Oh, of course it is. Voters are entirely as guilty as the legislature, as the governors, as Governor Davis, as Governor Schwarzenegger. That's always the case. I mean, do you think that legislators would be so recalcitrant to move, to breathe, so afraid of losing their jobs if voters were not a part of the reason they're afraid? You don't hear voters yet standing up and saying, excuse me, you don't think of ideology. We're going to give you a pass if you vote for a budget that makes sense for the state. I don't hear that. Do you? Voters have voted for or against the initiatives that have hamstrung the budget process. Voters voted for term limits, which means that legislators, draconian term limits, that's the problem, which means that legislators don't have the time to understand, to learn what is necessary. There is no long-range planning going on within the legislative process. They can delay the pain. They can say, let's borrow. Let's let out bonds. Let's issue bonds. Fine. They get the political gain of balancing the budget or not having to cut the expenditure so in such a draconian manner. But the economic pain comes when they're gone. I guess if we had to do this in shorthand, it took a long time for California to get to where we are now. It has happened before, but it hasn't happened in an economy that is so dire as not only the state's economy, but the national economy.
That was Dr. Sherry Bebich Jeffy, a professor at USC, who is a California government and politics expert. Beginning March 15th, the Metropolitan Transit Authority will replace the paper passes with reusable electronic fare cards for their bus and train lines. And if customers buy a $5 day pass, Metro will give the new transit access passes, called tap cards, for free until April 11th. The tap cards will cost $2 each and are sold at vending machines. Metro officials say money will still be accepted on MTA buses and trains. A California legislative committee voted today to approve a resolution opposing Proposition 8. Prop 8 bans same-sex marriages in California. It was approved by voters in the November election. Its passage sparked a number of lawsuits that question whether voters should have the authority to decide a same-sex marriage ban. Arguments before the state Supreme Court began March 5th. The full state assembly and state senate must still vote on the resolution. Now we check in with Kate Kilgarran to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks. Coming up on ATVN, an election controversy at USC. One team files a grievance towards another for early campaigning. Find out what their consequences are. Also, the economic stimulus bill was signed today, ending a 60-year battle for Filipino World War II veterans for compensation and recognition. In sports, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez spoke to the media for the first time today after revealing taking performance-enhancing drugs. We'll have that, your local weather, and more, so remember to catch us at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision or anytime on the web at www.atvn.org.
That wraps it up for today. We had help today from Dina Diaz and Ryan Nunez. Timothy Wirth is our producer. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brooke Sidney Gavins.